Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, March 2nd. Big news last Tuesday. Disney CEO Bob Iger stepped down from his post, effective immediately. Yeah, it had been rumored for years that the longtime, well-respected executive would retire sometime, but the announcement's suddenness reportedly surprised employees and industry executives, according to CNN, especially since Iger's employment contract isn't up until the end of 2021. It also shocked investors. The announcement on a random Tuesday, one analyst said, was stunning. The share price sank on the news even more sharply than the rest of the market, which was already in freefall because of coronavirus fears. Iger's replacement, Bob Chapek, a 27-year Disney veteran who since 2015 has run Disney's Parks and Resorts division. He'll have gargantuan shoes to fill. Bob Iger is known as a fearless risk-taker, a guy who believes in the motto, innovate or die. He's been at Disney for 45 years. He took the reins from Michael Eisner 15 years back. Then Disney was turning a profit of $2.5 billion a year, according to CNBC. Today, it's more than $10 billion. Not surprisingly, share prices followed, growing 400% over Iger's 15 years managing the House of Mouse. That soaring profitability is typically credited to Iger's boldness. As chief executive, he made enormous bets, acquiring Lucasfilm, Pixar, Marvel, and last year, completing a $70 billion acquisition of 20th Century Fox. The result? Disney Films dominated the box office last year, grossing more than $10 billion, according to CNBC. If that wasn't enough, Iger led Disney into streaming TV, sinking billions into creating Disney Plus. The 20th Century Fox purchase helped fuel Disney Plus by giving it a huge catalog of content. So too did Iger's move to take back Disney shows that it had formerly licensed to Netflix, now its fierce rival. The strategy seems to be working. Disney Plus launched only 3 months ago in November. The company says it now has nearly 30 million subscribers. Iger is also known as a charismatic, outgoing executive who loves to hobnob, as the Wall Street Journal says. Not so much Chapek, who the New York Times describes as blunt, businesslike, and devoted to making his numbers, but also, quote, in love with all things Disney. He has even been known to chat with the Disney characters as he walks through the resorts. On Chapek's watch, parks and resort profits grew every year for 5 years in a row, mostly at double digits, according to the journal. The newspaper credits the growth to expansion of the parks. Chapek led Disney's new Star Wars attractions and the $5 billion Shanghai Disney Resort, but also to what the journal calls strategic cost-cutting. Parks visitors were flat last year, but revenue and profits increased as Chapek hiked ticket prices during high traffic days, Bloomberg reported. Following the announcement, social media was abuzz, not just with questions about the abrupt news, but also with complaints about unaffordable ticket prices. Bob Iger told CNBC and others that his plans to step down were widely known within Disney halls, just not publicly. His reasoning, he said, he will become executive chairman for the 22 months left in his employment contract, and he plans to devote his time to bolstering Disney's creative content before he leaves the company. Nothing could be more important as the company battles with Netflix, he told investors. Chapek becomes only the seventh CEO since Walt Disney himself. And while Disney is enjoying celebrated success, it faces many challenges ahead, not the least of which is its competition for streaming dominance with Netflix. And nearer term, how it will fare as the world struggles with coronavirus, meaning in many countries, Mickey is indoors and those Disney doors, for the moment, are closed. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. What do you think this change means for Disney? let us know on Twitter with the hashtag BusinessWarsDaily. And thanks for listening. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.